did you hit? Because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose raid.
Hi, Jen. Hi.
Good morning.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I had a good weekend.
You two were chuckling away like you went to some sort of event together and then made fools of yourselves.
We went to the Spookers premiere. And I loved it, the movie at the film festival. It was so good.
Such a cool movie, isn't it?
Yeah. So cool. Heartwarming. I really loved on America's Funniest Home Videos watching the montages at the end of people getting frights all in a row, and that had quite a lot of that. Yeah. And it's just so good.
In slow-mo as well.
Slow-mo was just awesome.
What about when not a spoiler, when the guy who's the mayor of the local mayor and also the family... Wait, is it a spoiler?
Yep.
I can't tell you guys about that. Listeners, I can't tell you about that anyway.
You just have to go and see it.
Just have to talk about books.
So cool. Yeah, but books. But books. Okay, so this morning I am reviewing a book that is by a French author. So I'm going to have to apologize in advance for my French pronunciation of the people in this, but it's called The Seventh Function of Language by Laurence Binet. And he wrote this really incredible book a few years ago called HHHH. And it was one of my favorite books. It was a thriller about Heydrich, Hitler's other man, his assassination.
And I don't know who's Heydrich. I've got school up on my Hitler, don't I?
He was called the man with the iron heart. The HHH movie's just coming out, and that story of his attempted assassination and then assassination is just like so crazy. It's like, yeah. So that was sort of like this thriller, but it was true and. But it was in the fiction section, and because he doesn't believe that you can write true nonfiction if you weren't there. And so I was
it's a good point.
I was so excited to read, pick up The Seventh Function of Language when it came in because I enjoyed HHH so much. So,
what's this one about?
What is it about? Okay, so it's kind of like a Clever Clogs premise, I think, but like.
That was a good one, you're wrong.
In 1980, the French philosopher Roland Barthes was killed by a laundry van in France. And so that was a true thing that happened.
It's a true story. That's the true bit.
Where's the book? Give me the book now. I want to read it now.
Yeah. But so what happens is that Binet takes that true fact and then goes off onto this crazy cerebral thriller journey of what would happen if the police investigated to see whether Roland Barthes was murdered. And so they
By a laundry truck.
And so
Allegedly
Bart had this piece of information on him that was stolen when he was hit by the laundry truck. And so we
You are excited about that idea, aren't you?
I know, it's so funny.
I'm sharing your excitement, dude. Woo! Let's go. Maybe it did. Maybe he did have a piece of paper on them.
Yeah, so that's what you're reading to find out. So
it's quite a cool way to concept the book, isn't it?
Yeah, so you've got this inkling of truth, and then you go off into this big imaginative story. So we meet this right-wing police captain called Jacques Bayard.
Always Jacques, isn't it?
He comes to investigate the death, and he's just like, who is this guy? What a loser. And then, and then he...
what a loser, huh?
He hears about this thing called the seventh function of language because in philosophy or semiology, there's six functions of language. And that's
We all know that, don't we?
I didn't really know about that stuff, but I was learning. And apparently this information Bart had on him is the seventh function of language. Jacques starts interviewing people, can't understand a word they're saying, so he brings on this little sidekick who's a young university professor to translate the philosophy and semiology. So this book takes them all around the world. Umberto Eco turns up.
Starts getting nervous when that happens.
All those people you can't really pronounce their names properly. But so there's this intellectual rivalry, this underground intellectual rivalry between all these philosophers, and there's a debating club where you lose a finger if you lose the debate, and hilarious and ridiculous. It gets quite ridiculous and funny and quite violent and quite just over the top, but great.
So it suggested that he was murdered holding the smoking gun of semiotics in his coat pocket. That's wonderful.
And to figure it all out, he has to go through things like debating clubs where you lose a finger. And,
is it worth getting
the truth for that?
So I think, like, my husband read this before me, and then I was reading it, and then I was like, hey, did you know all of these people in the book? Had you heard of them before? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh, because I was like, am I supposed to know all of these people? So sometimes it made me feel a little bit stupid, but I read it on a lighter level, and I still really enjoyed it. There were some heavier, like, really dense bits, but
you read it on a lighter level. How do you do that?
Like,
do
you, if a book's like an onion and there's like
things, so many layers,
so many layers, and like the book The Luminaries, of course, by Eleanor Kiddin. There's that, you have the murder mystery, and then there's like the layers of like, of like the stars and like the way that
that's cool.
But if you didn't want to pay attention to that, you wouldn't have to, but you'd still get a good story. So that is that. But I think if you've actually studied philosophy and semiotics and stuff, you would understand it on a truly deeper level.
It's kind of like
it's a bit of a bummer to not be more brainy,
but yeah, it's kind of like Crying of Lot 49. I read that when I was a teenager, and it's like a weird psychedelic thriller journey, and loved it on that level, and then went to university and you go, oh, that's what it was referencing.
Yeah. What about Lolita's a good book for that too. It's on about four or five different levels as well. And you when you suddenly go, hang on, and you find out actually all the technique of what the sort of weird puzzle box way that he's put the whole story together, and you go, did you really think that out that much?
Wow.
So it shows how to go back and read it again.
But the author is very clever. I mean, this book is quite a sausage fest. There's so many male characters in it, and the women are kind of like,
I've never heard a book called a sausage fest before. It's a terrible term, that sausage fest.
So, you know, if you're like looking for a book,
there's a lot of men in the book. Is that what you're saying?
A lot of men, and the women sort of like just supporting characters. But I guess it's of that like time as well.
It's probably a true representation of academia.
Totally. So I would highly recommend it. If you're looking, if you read HHHH and you were like, I want a book exactly like that, it's not going to be exactly like that, but it just shows how clever this guy is, and the translator as well, to get that tone. And so The Seventh Function of Language.
Tone.
And there was a bit where I was kind of like, will I give up on this? Because it was super dense towards the end, but I made it, I found out what The Seventh Function of Language was, but it's not right until the end, so hang on.
It's not right to the end. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that book would have made you read it right to the end?
It was good.
Did you almost give up? I've done that before with books. I've just gone, this is just a...
Yeah.
Funny you mentioned Umberto Eco before, because I took that on, Foucault's Pendulum, and I walked into it, and I what am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm not dressed for this.
No,
that scares me a wee bit.
Would you recommend it to your average film, TV, and media studies student then?
Oh, for sure.
Right. Just run of mill demographic.
They will get the self gratifying, like they're like, oh, I know who this is. They'll feel as clever as they are, you know?
Yeah, check out me. That's
so,
love, yeah.
It's $35. It's published by Harville Secker. Yeah, it's great. Great for the clever clogs in your life.
But also enjoyable if you're slightly a level down from clever clogs.
The thing is with clever clogs is they got clever clogsery by reading things like books.
Yeah.
You know? And you're basically just catching up while reading something like that, aren't you?
It helps
you.
It's a catalyst. I learned some stuff.
It's a catalyst to clever cloggery.
Your onion's growing another layer.
So many layers! The onion! Humble onion. What am I saying? Okay, good. Thank you very much.
That was loose reads.